Search EE Broadband.
EE Game Mode requires EE Smart Hub Plus. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. Within the past hour, the boss of Heathrow has apologised to passengers who were affected by the airport's closure last month. Thomas Voldby is being questioned by MPs on the Transport Committee about how a power cut shut down the entire site.
Before I answer the questions, I'd like to make a sincere apology. An apology to the many passengers who had their journeys disrupted by the recent incident. I offer my deepest regrets.
Israel has announced an expansion of its military operation in Gaza. The country's defense minister says large areas of the territory will be seized and incorporated into Israeli security zones following a large-scale evacuation. Economists are warning new US tariffs could lead to job losses and spending cuts in the United Kingdom. Donald Trump is expected to unveil the sweeping taxes this evening on what he's calling Liberation Day. Former Financial Times editor Lionel Barber has told Classic FM it's a very dangerous moment.
Our economy is not growing, productivity is weak, and now we're going to be bashed with tariffs. However, all is not completely lost. There is a deal underway. The question is, how much is Donald Trump going to shake down Sir Keir Starmer? Because he's a pretty good negotiator too.
A major survey says there's been a startling collapse in public satisfaction with the NHS. Just 21% of people said they were satisfied with the health service in 2024. That's down from 60% before the pandemic. Val Kilmer, best known for starring in Top Gun and as Batman, has died at the age of 65. The Hollywood actor died of pneumonia last night in Los Angeles. He's been described as an icon of 1980s and 90s cinema. And a Democratic Party politician has made the longest ever speech in the US Senate. Cory Booker spent more than 24 hours criticising Donald Trump's presidency. And the weather, a dry day with lots of sunshine around, staying quite breezy, especially across England and Wales, with temperatures this afternoon up to 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon of the News, and welcome all to a beautiful Wednesday. April showing us effortlessly how it should be done. Let's cast off from the side with this.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
That was the second movement of Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1. Isn't that absolutely beautiful? Marta Arkwright with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Abbado. And before that, Renu Capuçon was with the Brussels Philharmonic under Stefan Denev, playing Gabriel's Oboe by Ennio Morricone. Well, good morning to you, and welcome to Classic FM. I'm Alexander Armstrong, and Wednesday's arrived in stunning style. The sun was shining from the moment it came up in the Shire. Yeah, it looks like it's rather a lovely morning in most parts. I hope it is wherever you are, and it doesn't sound like I'm crowing. I do notice, though, the ground getting very dry in the Shire. I'm trying to remember when we last had a proper soaking, and there doesn't seem to be one in prospect. So lovely for all of us who aren't farmers. But with luck, some moisture will be on its way in due course. Soft, refreshing rains will fall for us over the next hour in the form of Barber's Adagio for strings and the Agnus Dei from Fauré's Requiem, just to keep us verdant and fecund. At 10:30, veritable downpour, I shall have the third clue in this week's Famous Five. I don't think we've had any guesses on the connection yet. I may be wrong. I'll have a look. First, though, here's another treat. Debussy's Prelude à l'après-midi d'un fun. Debussy's Prelude à l'après-midi d'un fun, and that was the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, conducted by Bernard Haitink. Jackie from Downham Market in Norfolk, a very good morning to you. Good morning, Xander, and thank you for starting with my favourite and most loved piece of all time, Gabriel Szobo. Bring on the music. I hope you and yours are well. They are. Thank you very much, Jackie. How kind of you to ask. Thank you, AA, for playing my number one in the Hall of Fame, Gabriel Szobo. This is Jan in York. Gabriel Szobo landing supremely well. Across the kingdom. Well, here's another treat. This is the opening movement of Prokofiev's Classical Symphony, as he called his first. Thank you. The opening movement of Prokofiev's Symphony No. 1, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, was conducted by Kirill Karabits. Dot in King's Heath, just under the wire, after only two clues. Dear Zandra, I have a cheeky little guess for you. But you usually throw a curved ball on Wednesdays. Is the connection this week... Dot from King's Heath. You are right. Very well done indeed. Pat yourself on the back. Large cup of coffee and croissant, perhaps, for you. It is time for the third clue in this week's Famous Five. Here it comes. In parts of the country, it can mean to fester, to suppurate, spoil and swell. To most of us, though, an old family of Walford, Simon Russell among their number as well. Here it is again. In parts of the country, it can mean to fester, to suppurate, spoil and swell. To most of us, though, an old family of Walford, Simon Russell among their number as well. I shall reveal the answer, as ever, before 11.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
The 16, with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields under Harry Christophers, Hugh Williams, the organist, and that was the Agnus Dei from the Fauré Requiem. And just ahead of that, we heard Barber's Adagio for Strings, played by the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra under David Zinman. Lots of people getting in touch on today's clue. No idea on the link, though, says Helen from Fleet, but you're absolutely right on today. Jennifer and Angus, right on today. Anna and Sally, once again, beavering away in a gloriously sunny Lofell. Loving the music, by the way. Lovely to have you listening. Thank you. Bon matin, AA. It's Nick and Carol from Bourne. What extra special music today. The Tchaikovsky sounded just like it was being played on a well-tuned music box. Looking at the most beautiful blue skies in the Fenland Shire. So that is Nick and Carol from Bourne in Lincs. If you're in the Lincs business, you are absolutely right on the link. Do you see? Very well done indeed. Elaine in a beautifully sunny Monifith. Wonderful. To hear from the Firth of Tay. Lovely. Monifith. Fabulous. And you're absolutely right, by the way, on today's clue and on the connection. I shall reveal the answer after we have heard the opening movement of Clara Schumann's Piano Concerto. Thank you. I'd said that was the opening movement. I misspoke. That was the finale of Clara Schumann's Piano Concerto. Beatrice Rana with the orchestra, chamber orchestra of Europe under Yannick Nezet-Séguin. How did you get on with today's famous five? In parts of the country, it can mean to fester, to suppurate, spoil and swell. To most of us, though, an old family of Walford, Simon Russell among their number as well. The answer I was looking for was Beale. There we are. News and weather in a moment. In the next hour, we should be hearing another track from my glorious Classic FM album of the week from the Brock Ensemble Pygmalion. And I shall also have the finale of Dvorak's cello concerto. So there we are. Treats galore in a moment.
Classic FM.
Life is busy right now. So whenever I pop in to see Dad, it always felt rushed, and that just wasn't fair on him. That's why I contacted Home Instead. Every time they visit Dad, it's for no less than an hour. So it's never just a pop in, it's a proper chat, a cup of tea, moments to enjoy, and an opportunity to help Dad in his own home, where he wants to be. Find out more at homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
Experience the incredible true story of Welsh icon Richard Burton.
Mr. Burton, I want to be an actor.
On his journey to become one of the greatest actors of all time.
This is the chance to establish yourself as a classical actor in the most prestigious theatre in the world.
Starring BAFTA winner Toby Jones, Leslie Manville and Harry Lawton.
Make something of yourself.
In cinemas, April 4th. Find tickets at mrburtonfilm.co.uk.
This is the call of the chiff-chaff. This is the call of the willow warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypass.co.uk/VE Day and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Subway knows you love a good deal. So say hello to Sub Yay. Deals that will make you go, yay. Like 10% off your whole order, getting a meal deal upgrade, or buy one, get one free on a 6-inch. That's Sub Yay. Get a fresh deal every week exclusively on the Subway app. Subway, 60 years fresher than ever. See the Subway app for specific offer availability and T's and C's. Freshly prepared per order.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. Heathrow's boss claims there would have been a risk of dangerous overcrowding if it hadn't shut for the day when a nearby substation fire caused a power cut. No flights could take off or land for more than 12 hours last month. The National Grid claims two other sites could have kept operations running. But Heathrow Chief Executive Thomas Voldby stands by the decision to shut.
The risk of having literally tens of thousands of people stranded at the airport where we would have nowhere to put them, we could not process them, would have been a disastrous scenario which we could not look into, and which, by the way, was also agreed by the airlines on the day.
Israel has announced plans to seize large areas of Gaza. Evacuation orders have been issued for the southern city of Rafah. The military is warning that soldiers will soon resume intense combat operations there. A 26-year-old man has been pulled alive from the rubble in Myanmar 5 days after a massive earthquake hit the